Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. This week, we are going to visit with XS Inc., a company that I've personally known about and had some interaction with for many years now, and got a couple new things that we want to talk about. And I have with me Bill Barton and Tim Carroll. And I'll probably, guys, let you sort of introduce yourselves first. Let us know what you do for XS Inc. And we can just start with you, Bill.
Okay. Bill Barton, and I am one of the founders of the company and a principal. I spend my time primarily on new product development, new market development. And so when we talk about some of the products I hope we'll talk about today, I can give you a background on that.
All right. How about you, Tim?
Carroll, the senior, right? I'm Tim Carroll, the senior network engineer. I handle the IT infrastructure and help desk. And that is.
Okay. Well, it was, you just sent out an announcement that talks about pretty much, sounds like to me, a pretty major upgrade, if you want to call it that, in terms of the whole back end of the of your product, essentially. And you know, I've made a conversion, I will say, over to some Apple computers, but we still use PCs here. In fact, Dell is the brand that we use, and so that's what you've done. I think we could start with that to just talk about what this is you've done in terms of putting in this whole new system, if you will, and what that means to XS Inc. and of course its customers.
Well, I'll start with maybe a little bit in reverse of your question.
Okay.
I'll start with the business need. You know, XS has been a leading data management company in agriculture for, you know, a decade or so.
Mm-hmm.
And we collect more point-of-sale data from retailers than any other company in the industry. And what we do with that is turn it into valuable information. We connect the data from lots of disparate sources and, you know, produce answers and programs and actionable, you know, kind of insights out of that data. So whether it be a marketing research program, a marketing research tool, or a marketing program, kind of a loyalty program, or Salesforce performance tools or opportunity identification, all those things we kind of extract from putting all this data together. So it's critical to us that we have an infrastructure that can handle these large amounts of data. And it's critical that it, you know, be reliable and fast. These are mission critical applications for our clients, and they need to be there when they need them. So that our infrastructure is critical. We have been investing in, you know, this kind of heavy duty infrastructure for years now, and it started with our point of sale data business. Recently, by recently I mean in the last 2 to 4 years, probably 3, 4, 5 years, we have gotten more and more into what we call production data management. And by production data, I mean data related to precision agriculture, you know, applications, yield files, prescription analysis management. And that type of data is even more data intensive. It requires even more storage. So from a business perspective, it's absolutely essential that we have a robust infrastructure that is reliable and responsive. And I think Tim can talk more about the specifics of the solution that we chose from Dell.
Sure, yeah. This spring, we upgraded our storage area network, SAN, and we went and evaluated several different customers and chose the Dell Compellent line because of its scalability, its speed, and its compatibility with our systems. Like Bill was mentioning, with all of this big data that we have, there's a lot of speed that's required on the I/O side. In other words, on the disk side, and that's what the SAN gives us. It allows us to retrieve all this data very quickly and present it to our customers, because we do a lot of reports for customers, and a lot of them are real time. They're not just aggregates from that are run the night before, and it's just like a static page that comes out. You know, we have a lot of reports that are real time. They need to talk to the database in real time, and in order to provide the quality of service that our customers expected, we needed a solution that was very fast and was providing a lot of storage, and that's why we chose the Dell Compeller.
Well, so this is, like you said, a major upgrade of the infrastructure behind that's powering the services that you offer. How long of a process was it to do that? Because I can only imagine that you do have to manage a significant amount of data, enough to be called big data, you know?
Right. Well, the as far as the research for the SAN is concerned, I think we probably spent about 5 or 6 months from when we first started reaching out to various storage companies to the point of where we actually made a decision and met with Dell Compeller. The migration was going from our old system to the new system was pretty quick, though. There's really good options that we had. So that part was okay, but the switching process definitely took a while.
So at this point, everything's up and running and smooth, and life is good, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Well, now, what I'd like, because I think what is of real interest to a lot of our listeners is going to be what you do with this data, although I do think starting out talking about how you can support that, how you have invested here into a system that's going to do nothing but increase the reliability and all that kind of thing. And that is, and we've not talked about this before, Ag Veritas, which essentially is an accessible spatial statistics software. I find that fascinating, by the way, just the term, because we're in, I think, you know, a whole new move to more services and uses of precision ag here in agriculture today. And I'd like you guys to kind of explain what that is and what it is you're now able to offer to some of your customers.
I'd be happy to. Ag Veritas, we're in the trial stage, the trial of the trial tool, with some retailers. In short, Ag Veritas is a tool allowing users, growers, agronomists, to understand yield differences on their field. A common way to use it would be to understand the yield differences in a trial setting. So if I plant one seed on, you know, half the field and another seed on the other half, and I want to measure the effectiveness of my seed choice, Ag Veritas is a way to do that. Where the spatial statistics come in are that it gives you a more reliable answer. So I'm just going to illustrate by example. If I were to plant half a field in hybrid A and half a field in hybrid B, and I had the old-fashioned way of doing this would be just to harvest the side with A, put it in the truck, drive it to the elevators, and weigh it, and divide by the total acreage, and come up with my average yield, and do the same on side B. But the problem with that approach is it doesn't account for all the variations in your field. So you have to have a more sophisticated approach where you take point-by-point yield data from your yield monitoring, your harvester or combine, and layer that data with other known variables such as the elevation of the field at a given point, obviously which hybrid was used on a given point, the soil type there, the relative elevation, I mentioned that, any data that you already have captured, and that goes into a typical statistical model. But even still, anyone who's been in farming and looked at the field knows that all those factors together still don't explain all the variations in yield. And so the spatial statistics part, what it does is examine the unexplained variations, even after using those variables I mentioned, and kind of accounts or adjusts for that so as to not unfairly attribute a higher or lower yield to a seed variety when it was what we call a spatial effect in an area of the field that was simply under or overperforming for reasons not explained by the other variables. So common factors here might be on the edge of a field, you can have, these are real, I've heard people talk about deer damage. You know, deer got into that field and, you know, destroyed part of the field. It could be a drainage issue, a broken tile. It could be something that was on that field before. I've heard of, you know, sheds or buildings that were torn down in the last, you know, they could have been 5 years ago. I've heard cases of 50 years ago that something about the field is different. And through the spatial statistics, we account for that and give a much more reliable, when you say reliable, meaning more confidence in the answer you get when you compare field A or hybrid A to hybrid B. And I keep using hybrid A and B, but it could be a different seeding rate. It could be a fertilization choice. It could be a fungicide treatment. It could be anything that you want to test on your field. And in addition, so that's one big use of AgVeritas and how it works. The other kind of nice outcome of this kind of analysis is you identify those areas that are over or underperforming and relative to expected, and it gives you kind of an actionable step. You go up, you know, the deer area, maybe you go out and fix the fence. Maybe if it's a drainage issue, maybe you go out and fix the tiles or something. But it gives you two courses of action. It helps you in your selection of agronomic inputs or practices, and it can help you, you know, manage your fields.
I think it's fascinating. Now, how about, you know, we've got a lot of different types of equipment and services and software out there. The word compatibility often comes up. What is, how would you describe the ability for you to have this AgVeritas work with maybe the kind of hardware and software that a farmer may be using right now?
Well, that's a great question, and it goes to the root of what XFS is about. When we started working in the point-of-sale data space 10, 12 years ago, similar issues. Product masters or how retailers describe products were not standardized. The reports that they could generate were not standardized. And so through our what we call our data conduit platform, we built the technology that could receive and interpret, you know, data from disparate sources and standardize it to one source so that it could be aggregated and manipulated and, you know, mined for insights. So that we take the same approach with production data. There are a handful of standards out there, and we know how to interpret the data from different sources, and we'll start with the biggest ones and you know, work our way down, so to speak. But the way we deal with this is to the data on the input side, we interpret, put into our standard data format, which is similar to industry standards, and nothing new and dramatically different. But we interpret the data before we analyze it, and so that allows us to work with it.
Okay. Well, how about, you know, you said you're kind of doing this in a trial stage right now. What do you anticipate, kind of like full launch, or you know, when might we see this be available outside of just the trial stage?
To be honest, we don't have I would say certainly first quarter of next year, possibly sooner. We don't have a drop dead date.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I know when you mentioned the standards, there certainly is kind of an industry-wide effort that's, you know, working towards that end. So, you know, I imagine that as we continue to develop these types of precision applications and of course, the adoption of it grows and spreads, that will maybe come closer to a reality, because it is kind of important in today's world. So, let's see.
If I could add to what I said earlier, I mean, it's always been our approach, going back to the point of sale analogy, to not let the standards or the lack of standardization be a barrier to participation. We believe in standards. We like them. It makes everything easier. But we won't turn people away because they don't have the right standard. It just requires an extra step in the process.
Okay. Now, what else about, before we leave talking about Ag Veritas, what else is there about what you're doing with this that we might not have touched on here that farmers especially would be interested in?
Oh, what about it? I think the number one message for farmers, I think, is this is designed to give you confidence in your own production scale trials. So while I've described, you know, spatial statistics, and you don't have to really take my word for it, we work with leading PhDs in this field to develop this algorithm, and we're constantly improving it. And so when what I'm saying is, you don't have to understand all the math. And I can't say that I understand every little bit of it either, but the important part is that it can give you confidence in your results, so that you can, you know, make decisions with confidence and move forward and, you know, ask the next question. Because there are plenty of them.
I understand that. Well, and I think, you know, just getting back to where we started with the new infrastructure you've put in place, it's just critical to be able to know that information is going to be available when you need it, kind of where and how you need it. And with this system that you have, your storage area network, the word cloud we might want to mention there. Essentially, what you've done is create sort of like your own cloud service in order to help manage this, right?
Yeah, that's the way I sometimes describe what we do. We've been doing this since before cloud was a word. They're at least a word in IT.
Yeah, yeah.
But we've been doing this for so long. It's come by several different names. I think previously we really focused on software as a service was the buzzword. Cloud is the buzzword now, but it's all the same thing. We're the guys you go to. You have this up all the time. It's ready to go. It's always available. And you know, you offload the work to us, and we give you the results. You know, that's kind of the definition of cloud. We're there for you, and you know, we're right on the internet to do this. And it's, you know, easy to access and always available. And the technology we've chosen is designed exactly for that purpose. The minimal downtime. I think we have to determine the release is the 99.999% uptime. You know, these systems are fully redundant from top to bottom. So if any one component fails, the customer never notices. That's something we're really big pride in is our uptime.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you might want to let folks know about that's going on with XS at this point, outside of, you know, what we've talked about before we go?
I think we've covered a lot of it, although not, you know, not the whole product line in great detail, but I appreciate the opportunity to get the Ag Veritas story out there.
All right. Well, I love the name. Great name, by the way. And we'll definitely let people know about it, and certainly appreciate the opportunity to speak with you all. That is our Zimcast for this week, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwire.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.